The Online Encyclopedia of Arkansas History and Culture is getting a redesign. It launched in 2006, but revisions to the site are currently underway to make it more modern and able to work on mobile devices. Member station KUAF's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with staff at the encyclopedia about its past and what's ahead.
You can find the Encyclopedia of Arkansas offices in the Bobby L. Roberts Library of Arkansas History and Art on the main Central Arkansas Library System campus in downtown Little Rock. The Encyclopedia of Arkansas project was first initiated back in 2002. It took 4 years to launch. Guy Lancaster, adjunct professor at the University of Arkansas Clinton School of Public Service, and a noted Arkansas history author, is editor-in-chief.
It went live online on May 2nd of 2006, and we had about 700 entries and 900 pieces of media. And since then, we've just continued to grow. We're currently nearing 5,700 entries. We have more than 8,000 pieces of media.
Lancaster says staff initially authored entries, but most now are written by experts at large.
We have university-level scholars. We have retirees, amateur historians, librarians, students. Basically, anyone can write for us.
And every entry is held to rigorous editorial oversight, he says.
Because sometimes errors get repeated in historical documents and other works, and if you go back to the original, you can uncover the source of the error, and we endeavor to keep entries up to date, too.
The Central Arkansas Library System has pledged to maintain operations of the encyclopedia in perpetuity, a major commitment and the only partnership like it in the nation. The project also receives support from the Arkansas Community Foundation, the National Endowment for the Humanities, Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism, Arkansas Heritage, and private donations.
It's I don't know if they call that a closed site, but no, we do not advertise on it.
That's Heather Register Sabindin, the encyclopedia's outreach coordinator.
The mission of the Encyclopedia of Arkansas is to provide a free, authoritative source for information about the rich history, geography, and culture of Arkansas.
The website doesn't interface well across platforms, including mobile devices, one reason for the upgrade, says Scott Kirchhoff, creative and digital content manager.
The new one is much more minimal. There's nothing really to say about the design other than it looks new. It looks modern. It looks fresh. And that's what we were going for.
The search function, often used by school kids, writers, journalists, and scholars, will also improve, Kirchhoff says.
So if you know what you're looking for, you can go straight there. You don't have to worry about what's on the homepage. If you're not sure what you're looking for, you just think Encyclopedia of Arkansas sounds interesting, you'll be immediately met with at least two items that may spark your interest. You can start your deep dive there, or you can just browse the media.
Nathan James is Deputy Executive Director for Technology and Collection Innovation at the Encyclopedia.
There are a lot of entries that we would love to have in the Encyclopedia. In fact, once it's up and running, you can find a page that has all the entries that need authors. So we'd love to have some new folks out there get involved.
I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can find a link to the newly revised Encyclopedia of Arkansas at KASU.org.